Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 29th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and many of you listen to us daily, but we always know there might be some new folks that click on our podcast. We're a married couple, been married for nearly 31 years now, living here in rural southern Pennsylvania in Lancaster County, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Excuse me. Today's message is titled, an unusual title, but there's an explanation as the message proceeds, Living on the Bottom Land. The scripture is Psalm 1, verse 3.
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
We live near Donegal Creek, a beautiful trout stream that meanders through a meadow, only about a quarter mile from our house. Across the street from our house is an old tractor trail between farm fields that leads us to the clear stream that runs alongside a lush green meadow. Yesterday, Brooksine and I took a walk and especially observed the stately old trees that have thrived through the years, benefiting from the excellent soil and their proximity to the creek.
The early sign of spring that I especially noticed during our walk was a slight wisp of green as the weeping willows are now budding. Now, this is visible in a photo that we feature today at the website. Interestingly, you can only see this from a distance, but not directly when you're standing under the trees.
Psalm 1 describes a righteous man who is thriving in his spiritual walk. Among the descriptions we read, he is like a tree planted by streams of water. Now, trees grow virtually everywhere, but the psalmist makes a special observation about trees that grow along the water. Colloquially, we call that bottom land, and thus the basis of the title for today's message. My mother's only brother, Uncle Gentry, had a farm in southern Missouri. He was a colorful man who brings a smile as I recall his many antics. After Brooksine and I had married, he gave us some pecans and stressed that they were bottomland pecans, having a characteristic of being especially oily and tasty. Vernon County, Missouri, where he lived, is at the heart of pecan production in Missouri. These pecans grow naturally in the rich river bottom soils in the northernmost region of pecan production. Although slightly smaller than pecans grown in the south, the unique sweetness and higher oil content of these pecans result in extremely flavorful nut meats. I can almost taste them as I type out this message, and it sure makes me wish I could smell pecan pie baking in the oven. It's one of Brooksine and I's favorite dishes.
Well, I encourage you to read all of Psalm 1. There's only 6 verses. And receive the wonderful blessings of God through the Holy Word. Read, study, meditate, and apply these timeless truths. May we delight in doing everything the Lord wants. And may the foundation of our lives be like a tree which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither.
In this sense, may we all experience living on the bottom land.
Let's pray together. Jesus, our source of nourishment comes from you. You are the living water. And as we draw our sustenance from you, we bear healthy and fruitful actions that reflect our Heavenly Father. We prosper in the things of the Lord and influence others for the kingdom. Our dependence is on you, Lord, which is vital for growth, health, and vitality. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for joining me today. It's neat that we met in Bible college in our freshman year and began to date the spring of our freshman year. Married just after our junior year and have been together, of course, ever since. And we enjoy ministering together. It's great we found a way to share God's Word with others. Well, we do enjoy sharing messages of encouragement with you. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. This morning we do have a number of photos up on the web. We have a photo we took just yesterday evening of the beautiful creek on the meadow. Well, if you just heard a slap, it's Brooksine trying to kill a fly. We're already dealing with flies. Again, we make these podcasts quite live. They're not studio productions. We make no claim to them being that. You hear the real us. What a joy to share. And let me just say again, our website, we have some photos up of the stream that you may enjoy looking at. In fact, one of them we made so you could click on it and it will be a lot larger. It's just a real pretty picture of those weeping willows that are just starting to bud. Also have a reflection, both Brooksine and I both, of our childhood and memories of peanuts. And in my case, some more pecans. We like peanuts too, but anyway, you can read that on the email post or website or any of the written formats today. The message for Thursday, March 29th. And I have some special reflections, in my case, about my Uncle Gentry again, and kind of a cute story that not all of you may get. Those of you that don't get it will have to maybe dig a little bit deeper, but that's quite purposeful. We also have a song link today, not related to today's message, but related to yesterday's, but a song we found out after we sent out yesterday's that really goes so well with it, better in fact than the song we placed up that we want to use. We also, just because I like to share information, have information about Missouri pecans, and some of you like to read websites and study a little closer. They are considered amongst the world's best pecans, and I'm sure that's a subjective statement, but growing up in Vernon County, Missouri, as far as my grandparents and uncle, I actually grew up in the Kansas City area, but often visited that area. It's said to have the world's finest pecans. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged. Blessings to you.